In a way, I suppose I should have been introduced as Carol Bakken. That was my maiden name. I know Chris Georgine covered a lot of what I've got written down, so I'll probably be a little short, but that's okay. And if you have something you'd like to put in while I'm talking, please do, because history is here for a lot of us. A lot of us have history here. My name was Carol Shambard Bakken, B-A-E-K-K-E-N. Our sister Marilyn was quite emphatic about that. That should always be spelled that way. Well, it's hard to spell it, write it. That's why it wasn't done. And some got to be called Bakken, some Bakken, some Beacon. And, of course, we stuck with what we could handle here. I was born in the Linden Township, which is 3 miles that direction, on a family farmhouse. There was no going to the hospital for my mother. It was a midwife. And, of course, as we could say nowadays, we're lucky that that's what it, everything went well. Because we know sometimes it doesn't for childbirth. I was baptized at Nora with a baptismal fountain over here in the corner, which isn't used very much, probably never anymore. I haven't heard of it anyway. But I don't remember it. Did you get that, Jerry? I don't remember being baptized. Okay. Godparents were Agnes and Oscar Bakken, who were also our neighbors out in the country. And their name was spelled B-A-K-K-E-N. And so we doubled up a lot. I was the second of five children for my parents. Marilyn, who was also here, actually, Marilyn, myself, Neil, Luella, and Larry. And Larry came down unexpectedly to be here for church today. So if I forget something, you ask him. I probably wasn't born at the best time in the world, but I was a 10-pound healthy child. Yeah, so my sister had not having the luck of that for her start in life, but it was hot weather when I was born, very hot, and it was almost depression time in this area. You know, it didn't reach the Midwest as early as it did elsewhere, but things were very difficult for our parents, as they were for many. I attended District 53 school out there in our area, and of course after that I went to high school in Hanska. And I did graduate there, too. We had no water, plumbing, or electricity in our house. In fact, I was born in 31, so therefore, you know, that's back quite a ways. We did not get electricity on Luella until Luella graduated. Don't ask me the year when they got electricity out there. Thank you. See, he's the statistician in the family, not me. We walked to country school, which was 3/4 of a mile daily back and forth, if the weather was permitting. Otherwise, of course, our parents would come to get us. That would be my dad in the old Model A. And in winter, I always remember this. I don't know how old I was or anything, but we had a snowstorm, and of course, in those days and ages, you had a sleigh and horses, and my dad came to get us with the sleigh and the horses. And of course, the robe to cover us, a horse robe, I suppose it was, yeah. And it was really snowing from the northwest, and of course, we had to go back to the farm in the northwest direction. And my dad just stood up there with his back to the wind, not facing the wind. And I said, how are the horses going to know where to go? He said, they know better than me. Just let them go. And Anthony and Martine, Becky and Ruth lived next door to us, which were first cousins. And Anthony would be the one that made the path in the fall after everybody had had plowed, you know, you had all this wood or mud, probably mud sometimes, and all otherwise it's all this earth to go over. He would go with his big feet, the biggest feet we could, and then we would all follow in a row. We looked like a bunch of Indians, but maybe we were following the Indians, I don't know. But we went to Sunday school regularly, not as much church. I'm sure there were things my dad had to do, and as he grew older, he said, as you grow older, church becomes more important. When you're younger, it probably isn't as much. But we would take turns driving sometimes, but you see, we were five children and they were four. You put that into a Model A, it's a little crowded. When we got to Sunday school, I'm glad Georgine hit on all this because I didn't do as good a job on this, but we're overlapping a little bit. But we all had to contribute, or were hopefully we could contribute to that plate that was passed. And what did we give? A penny. And maybe we were lucky and gave a nickel sometimes, but there wasn't money to give even to the church. A lot of labor. Everybody had did labor. Martine and I, my cousin, who lived next door, walked to Nora on some Saturdays for confirmation meeting. We always had that on Saturday morning. And I remember sitting up here in the front pew, lined up. Wally probably could remember this too. And Bonita, of course, she was sitting there too. We're pretty good kids, but once in a while we get carried away. Reverend Wallen was our minister at the time, and he was a very, well, what would you call him? When he spoke, sometimes he projected a little bit. And he did that right in front of us. And of course, naturally, we thought that was really funny. But we were pretty good. The Bible's books, the little Bible books that Julia Beckin had taught us. Bonita, you remember them, don't you? Yeah. Y'all got two, maybe? They were real tiny. That made such an impression on me, the books of the Bible. But I never ever forgot that. That was... And she was our teacher. She was, and we had Sunday school, as Georgine said, in the hall at times. Now, the hall was built by Nora Church and contributed money from the Unitarian Association in the East. So we owned it until we gave it to the city for, what was it, $1 or something? It was... not much. But it was a good idea because it's benefited a lot of people since. When we were confirmed, we had to memorize. Do you memorize now? This would have been good for the children to hear, Shirley. Yeah. And the answer... And we had the answer to the book that, and Marilyn still had a copy now when she died. It was about this size, with questions and answers. What was religion? Man's total response to the universe. That's the only one I remember. But they also had to memorize a poem and a song, and it wasn't Faith of Our Fathers. But we sure sang that loud and clear. P.J. Hansen started the Liberal Union, Liberal Religious Youth, who everybody was anxious to join. There was, I don't remember there being any stipulation of any sort, but I did have a picture of myself and George Shambard sitting with P.J. Hansen, and we were making the rules, I suppose, or whatever we did. Joyce Hetley and Ori Bakken were our advisors, and they changed Liberal Religious Youth to, what's that? I couldn't think of the name. What is it now, or what was it now at the end? Oh, that's the way. Okay, and then this is the most recent one. Okay, I could not remember if I thought, oh, well, somebody else would. And I was a member of Sunshinettes. You probably weren't, Georgine, because you were too young. Yeah, you're lucky. No. Because you know what we were supposed to do? Make a quilt. And we had the sew blocks. Did you do that, Norma? You didn't? Bonita, you did. I did. Shirley. Beverly, I think. Yeah, because her mother was one of the advisors. And Myrtle Strom and Ella. Pardon me? No, no. No, this was the Sunshinettes. Well, that I don't know when it was. It's written up in Elgott's notes. I was in high school, I think, at the time. Anyway, I don't know how that turned out, but I remember sewing. Have you tried to put two ends together? It's not easy. Shirley will tell you now, she's got a better sewing machine. And I was the chairman of the Lookup League. That was a social group that met on Sunday evenings at the Union Hall, Liberal Union Hall in Hanska. I can't remember what we had for programs, except we had music and we had singing, not dancing, we didn't have dancing, yes. Yeah. To speak. Okay, very good. After you were confirmed, you invariably became a Sunday school teacher, which you can carry on for quite a while. And Bev, I know, had her class for, it was Vicki and Peggy and Wayne and Bradley and Lee and who else? I'm missing somebody. But Beverly treated them well, I would say. And it always took a picture every year, which not all of us did that. Let's see. And then also you could join after confirmation, I joined the choir, which was under the direction of Mrs. Wallen at the time. We practiced in the parsonage. But since then, Ardell, Margaret Orne, Evelyn Blomquist, and Lorraine, we've had many helpers on the choir. But it was so nice. Every time Ardell ended, she played Dill Pickles. And we all liked Dill Pickles. You probably could go and ask her now, and she could whip it out for us. We practiced many weeks to sing in Midsummer Festival. We still had Midsummer Festival in June at that time. I don't remember when Fall Festival quit, but I do know we had Midsummer Festival and we installed Mary Capper because I was still as one of the, I was still head of the Board of Trustees at that time. But it wasn't long after that it quit. Oh, I love to hear Mrs. Wallen and John A. Johnson. I don't know if many of you got to hear them. He played with a violin. He was a carpenter by trade, but could play an excellent violin. So they had, they were over here in this, and the choir always sat over here too, except the funerals. If we had to shift, we shifted, but most of the time over here. And Mrs. Wallen played with a flare. I was watching Roger Williams last night, and I thought, oh, yeah, there was always a flair. But John A. Johnson, I remembered it well because he would always bow to her when he was finished. I thought, how nice. Gee, that's the only classy thing we did. And at home, I'm deviating from church a little bit, but at home we would listen to the radio on Sundays. Of course, we did the Metropolitan Opera. And so I got to be very familiar with a lot of the, classical music. Not saying that I could play it at all. I played a little bit of piano, but not much. But that was really how you got introduced to things was from the radio. And at home, we had a mother that played the piano with music, using music and also by ear. So nearly every afternoon or evening after we're done with dishes, we don't get to have any entertainment until the dishes are done. And we'd ask Mom to play the piano, and we'd all sing. We'd all sing at night. And of course, you come up with a title. Now, Marilyn remembered that she always played Red Sails in the Sunset. And then Whispering Hope was her closing number. And she sang, too. She did a lot of soloing in her day. And so did Larry and Neil. They both soloed. I don't know what happened to we three women. Just accompany us, I think. Okay. And we also would all sing. This is kind of different. When we got in the car to go anyplace, if there were the five kids and two parents, we would pick out a song to sing. And from there on, we just sang till we got wherever we were going. Not that it was really impressive, but I know I and Neil had, he had one tree. I'm sure we all had a tree, if you had trees in your yard. I had one tree, and he had another tree a ways away. And we would sing songs together. It sounds like birds in the treetop. Let's see. I've been a member of the funeral committee that's organizing the lunch and contact the family in the funeral home for many years. From Muriel Thordson was doing it, and I don't know when I took over, but it was harder for Muriel, so it was somebody else's turn. And I served many years as chairman of the Nora Women's Society, which many of you don't have to serve. You're there doing anyway without being a member of the board. And I served two terms as chairman of the Board of Trustees. Could say this way, that was the first woman that served as chairman of the board. And my husband and I met through LRY. We didn't know each other because he was in the Navy and you lived in Mankato and St. Paul. He wouldn't even look at anybody young like that. So we've had quite a lifetime. I brought pictures of some of this, and one of these Joyce Hetley made from our wedding pictures that she had. And you see snow. You'll see snow in that pictures over here. And they laid out some more. And then the contrast of the wedding and then our 50th anniversary. And then I also have another one of probably our own family more. My grandparents on my mother's side, Ole Peter Olson and Gunnil is over there too. And the ones on the haystack is Marilyn and my brother, my cousin, Anthony. He's stacking and she's pitching. I don't know who took that picture, but it's kind of cute. So if you want to look at some of those pictures, that's fine. And I have one picture of the LRY, and it's Patsy Strum thumbing her nose at the photographer. But there's Ethel and Marilyn and Orvis and myself and Ori and Alan and Wally and Kenny on there. Yeah, we did have a lot of fun. I was the one that taught Eleanor Alness how to drive. I used to go and visit Janice, as I telling the girls. Janice and I had so much fun together. Janice Haugen Schmidt. We worked together, we played together, we danced together. We went to church together. And we always walked through the coffee store, which was over here at that time, only summertime, and we were waitresses and high heels, and we clunked along making all the wood noise on that wooden floor. But we had a wonderful time, and I've taken bits and pieces out of everyone's. Emil Goodmanson had a very good, Barbara put this together. And if you haven't had a chance to read it, it'd be nice for people to get a chance to read it. And of course, Arlene is at Oak Hills, but she has always done a tremendous job. And she was the most supportive person I had when I was chairman of the board. You could be almost sure I'd get a letter after probably a difficult time, either a letter or a phone call from her. And Sarah Olberg's 4 years of writing, this is another very good history. I was almost wishing the children could have stayed for some of the jokes on, like, Scott. I'm like my aunt now. You got to go through the whole list of kids you got before you come up with the right one. And it ended up, I should have told you that Scott remembered the coal being shoveled in down here. Now, I don't know how old you were, but, and he remembers the old toilet out in the back. We don't want to talk about that. Because we got the new, it was under Emil Goodmanson's guideship when we built on the fellowship hall. And that was, Emil always said, a church that is in debt will work together. Probably true. Because we worked hard. The LRY helped put up the gazebo over here, which was, not the gazebo, that's the gazebo there. I'm thinking of the museum. Hans, what was his last name? Jorgensen, that's right. Yeah. We worked in getting that up. And when they had the gazebo down here at Midsummer Festival, it was really a special day, you can imagine. And we remember our dad scooping ice cream, and we would get ice cream that day. So that's pretty special. Anybody else have anything to add? Yes, Shirley, loud. Oh, he did. And we. But pictures, I don't have pictures. Well, they still do, don't they? And Bonita and Elle get clean it every year. It's not easily done. I just want to add this as far as what Nora, it kind of fits. May today there be peace within. May you trust that you are exactly where you are meant to be. May you not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith in yourself and others. May you use the gifts that you have received and pass on the love that has been given to you. May you be content with yourself just the way you are. Let this knowledge settle into your bones and allow your soul the freedom to sing, dance, praise, and love. It is there for each and every one of us. And that's one of our own. Nancy Brudley wrote that. Thank you.